Hello there, my name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I'm a former New York City public school teacher and started the Easy EdTech Podcast in 2019 to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. You'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and my travels to different EdTech events. Each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. So don't forget to head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes and resources from today's episode. If you're listening to this episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts, or another podcast player, you'll see the show notes link in the description too. Looking for an easy and effective way to stay in touch with all your families? Talking Points, our sponsor today, is the answer, and it's totally free. From translation in 125 languages to sending links, files, photos, and videos with translated captions, it's much more than just messaging. You can even add quick polls to answer questions that would otherwise end up as lost or crumpled forms in backpacks. Families can use text messaging or download the free Talking Points for Families app to benefit from additional features like speech-to-text, text-to-speech, and Ed 101 that helps families understand common educational terms to further break down barriers. Talking Points for Teachers is available for free on iOS and Android, and you can sign up on the web at talkingpoints.org/Monica. talkingpts.org/Monica. This week's episode is titled, Four Alternatives to Reading Teacher Books for Professional Learning. I love books. I've written a few books and I read all the time. But I know that reading books isn't the only way to learn something new. So if you're looking for another idea for professional learning, maybe something that would replace a traditional teacher book club, I have four alternatives to share with you today. Now, I come to this episode as an author of books for educators, and I'm coming to you also knowing that with this busy school year, and you might be listening to this in a particularly busy fall season, you may want to learn and explore new things without the commitment of a book that's 100 or 200 pages long. So in today's episode, we're going to look at why you might want to replace, although I just gave you one big reason, your teacher books for professional learning, what some of these alternatives are, and how you can get started with a few recommendations. And if you are thinking about this with a book club mindset, right, or you typically come together with a group to think about professional learning materials like a book club, maybe this is something more like a short form study group or a strategy you bring to the PLC or a grade level team that you are working with. So definitely things you could do for your own independent learning, but also for group activities. Now, before we jump into the alternatives to learning from teacher books, let's first tackle the question, why might you even consider replacing a traditional teacher book club or study group this school year? Although your answer to this question might be different than someone listening in a car or at the gym or folding laundry somewhere else in a different corner of the world, let's explore two reasons you may want an alternative to your typical kind of teacher books for professional learning that you might have tried in the past. Well, first, it's not the only way to learn. And if you receive my free weekly newsletter, you know I love to read. I often will put a book that I just finished or links to an audiobook I enjoyed. This fall, I've shared some links to books I've really loved, both from a outside of the classroom perspective and of course an education perspective. I just finished the memoir that Dick Ebersol wrote about NBC and Saturday Night Live and the Olympics, and it was really a great read. So I love books, and it's a great way to learn something new, no matter what topic you're reading about. But it's not the only way to learn. And I haven't put learning from TikTok on the list today, but you've probably, just like me, learned some quick tips from videos on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube. And if you've attended a workshop with me, you might have seen one of my favorite TED-Ed videos, right? That's another great place to go to learn some new facts. So from a professional learning standpoint, teacher books, not the only way to learn. Second reason you might want to stay away from a book club or something that feels a little bit more traditional this year is it just might be too much to ask. A book club is great when you have time to participate. It doesn't mean just having the book club meeting, though, or carving out that time on the calendar. If you're hosting a book club and asking your colleagues to join in, it could simply be too much to ask, especially if you aren't giving participants time in the day to dig into the book. Now, adding a few hours of professional reading each month without providing participants time on their schedule to dive in, that's a lot to ask during a busy school year. So those are just two reasons why you might want to put pause on something traditional, like everyone reading from a big teacher book, right? A book with multiple chapters for professional learning. You might decide instead to only focus in on one chapter, or you might say, you know what? I do want to carve out time, and you can do that and really make it worth everyone's time this year. But if you know that it's going to be too much to ask, or that you want to explore other ways to learn, well, this is where our title for today's episode comes into play. So let's dive in to these four alternatives to reading teacher books. Today's four alternatives are professional learning options you might want to explore this year to change your routine, provide different ways to learn new information, and honor your time and your colleagues' time. So the first one on the list is to find quick articles. From Edutopia to EdSurge to my own blog, Class Tech Tips, short articles and blog posts are a great way to learn something new. You might send a link to everyone at the start of a meeting, provide time for them to read it through, and then discuss how it connects to your current practice or might impact your future practice. Like a book club, you might ask participants to take a position on a statement, share a takeaway, or pose a question to a group. Now, a few articles you might check out and share are ones that you could have heard me mention here on the podcast. I've had some great podcast guests who have written articles for spots like Edutopia. Hendrick Nichols, who was on the podcast earlier this year, wrote a post on how to develop empathetic student citizens. And I'll add some links to guest posts from Edutopia authors who joined me on the podcast. In case you want to check them out, I'll put them in the show notes for today's episode. Number two on our list of four is podcast. And if you're here right now, this might already be in your wheelhouse as a favorite way to learn, an alternative to a traditional way, like a teacher book club. Podcasts are one of my favorite ways to learn and share, and this medium has grown substantially in the past few years. Many podcasts cover teaching and learning topics, not just this one, or topics adjacent to education that may also connect to your goals. So before asking a group to listen to a podcast, you might want to show off some listening strategies like speeding things up or slowing things down. I did an episode earlier this fall. You can scroll back in your podcast feed if you want to see. I think it's called 8 Time-Saving Podcast Tips. So those are some of my favorites. And I've also got a transcript for it too, of course, in case you want to read it like a short article. So a few you might want to bring to a group to check out could include my conversation with Dr. Cassidy Puckett earlier this spring. I believe it was spring or early summer. It would be a great choice to bring to a group. You could listen to it, and then it could, you know, spark a discussion on digital skills, which was our big topic for that one. My conversation with Rosie Fleming on the podcast last year, that's a great one for talking about the role of an instructional technology specialist, and you could break that down with a PLC or a group too. So first alternative are quick, short articles, like something from my site or Edutopia or EdSurge. And the next is podcasts, even just choosing one episode to focus on. Number three, our next alternative is a webinar. Now, whether you gather together to watch a live webinar or share a link to a replay, this medium is a fantastic and excellent alternative to a traditional way of diving into content like a teacher book club. Although live events are great, you may want to watch a webinar first before suggesting it for this type of learning experience. It can be tempting to say, okay, we're all going to jump into this live webinar, but if you don't really know what the host is going to talk about, it's one thing if you schedule a webinar for your school and you like talk about the content ahead of time, but if you're watching something that someone else is putting on, you might decide that you are going to watch the live webinar or even the replay and then share the replay. So this strategy is kind of like reading a book before you recommend it to a book club, right? And some authors, even if we're thinking books on the mind today, host webinars that feature just one topic from their book. And that could be a good option for introducing a subject without making that bigger, you know, more significant time commitment. Lots of places to go to find webinars. EdWeb has a robust schedule of webinars. I just did one for them this summer that's all about literacy techniques. ASCD, who's the publisher of my book, EdTech Essentials, they regularly host webinars. ISTE has webinars. So lots of places you can go to find them. And even some favorite tools, like maybe you're using a particular tool in your school, and there might be a webinar you want to join that focuses in on that, of course, could be a great option. So fourth and finally on our list today of alternatives to reading teacher books just for professional learning are quick reference guides. Now, if I know I'm carving out time to read on an airplane or during a train ride or sitting at the beach, I have the habit of tossing some sticky notes into my bag. Yes, I've even brought sticky notes to the beach. And I like to mark down ideas there or, you know, things I want to try out or questions I want to follow up on. Now, that's great if you're reading a book, but a quick reference guide, well, they summarize big ideas into just a few pages. They're laminated and they're three-hole punch. So even if you don't place them into a trapper keeper, you can leave them on your desk or poking out of your bookshelf for easy reference. I've created a couple quick reference guides. I call them QRGs on classroom technology tips. I did one with reading strategies on my website, and ISTE has ones too that are like short guides, just like ASCD's QRGs. I'm giving a lot of acronyms here, not trying to be fancy, but those quick reference guides, I think QRG is kind of a catchy way to describe them. So those are ones that you could check out. I'll put some links on the show notes for examples, but even if you're poking around my website, the books section of my website, I've put the quick reference guides there towards the bottom, even though they might not count as books. I'm doing air quotes as I'm recording this for you. There are some things you might want to try. So I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you are on the go and you'll send a tweet later, or maybe you are sitting somewhere quiet and you want to send a DM my way. What are some alternatives that you've tried for professional learning? Do you have something that's a favorite? Do you even have a go-to podcast episode you love to share with colleagues? Let me know. You, of course, can find me at Class Tech Tips, or you can tag me in a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook post, you name it. So let's finish up this episode. Let's make this EdTech easy by going through those four key points from today. So first alternative, try out quick articles. Listen to a podcast episode with a group. Check out a webinar, especially a replay. And of course, a quick reference guide is a nice way to jump in, grab some tips without making the commitment of a longer book. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 186. You should also see the link to the show notes in the summary or the description if you're listening to this in a podcast app. A big thank you to Jackie for leaving a review on the podcast. Jackie said, "Each episode is packed with ideas and tools I can try in my classroom or with my colleagues tomorrow. Thanks, Monica." Well, thank you, Jackie. I'd love to share your review if you're here, if you're listening here on the podcast too. Scroll down to the bottom of the Apple Podcast app to find a spot to leave a star rating and a short review. You might just hear yours on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Thank you to today's sponsor, Talking Points. Don't forget to visit talkingpoints.org/Monica or download the free iOS or Android app to sign up for Talking Points. With translation in 125 languages to sending links, files, photos, and videos with translated captions, it's much more than just messaging. That's talkingpts.org/Monica. Thank you for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. This way, next week's episode will be waiting for you first thing on Tuesday morning. And if you want to share an idea from the episode with a friend or colleague, text, tweet, or post the link on your favorite social media platform. And of course, you can tag me at Class Tech Tips with any questions.